A ministry team musters response in the wake of deadly earthquakes in Japan. Radio may help get the gospel into rebel territory in Congo. And InterVarsity studies culture and history for better ministry in the U.S. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. A second strong earthquake has struck in the Sea of Japan off western Japan just hours after a separate killer quake struck the northwest coast on Monday. The quakes injured hundreds, killed nine, and forced thousands to evacuation centers. Send International's Rob Pocklington says the quakes struck in an area fairly removed from their ministry center. However,
we have people, church planting missionaries and others, who are very strongly linked to the national evangelical churches in Japan, and anything at all that we do would be through those who are involved in both missionary work and in the national churches.
Pocklington says their team is reminded of similar conditions in 1995 when the Kobe earthquake struck.
Not only was it a physical shaking in Japan, but it also shook up the lives of many people. Therefore, our prayer is that God would use this time to speak into the lives of many in Japan who need to know the Lord.
Meanwhile, the volatile eastern region of the Democratic Republic of Congo has displaced hundreds of thousands while also prompting new ideas for outreach. Grace Ministries International's Sam Vinton says Radio Kahuzi staff is trying to figure out how to get radios into the rebel-held areas.
They continually keep coming into villages and massacring people, stealing and so on. And so that is a burden that they have right now, is how do we get something to those people that the armies and the UN have not been able to reach? Maybe the gospel really should be considered as a real answer to this.
Vinton says, through the years of civil war, God has sustained the radio ministry in Bukavu. In fact, it's grown into Kindu, Kumba, and Cameroon, along with increased demand for the Bible Correspondence course.
I think the biggest prayer is that the power of the gospel will be able to penetrate into the areas where no one dares to go into that jungle area to try and reach these people, to fight them. So they're out there, and the gospel certainly through radio can reach them, and that, I think, would be our greatest prayer need.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Far East Broadcasting Company would like prayers for the radio drama in Bangladesh. The program's called Shantir Gor, or the House of Peace. It's the story of a house church, and the goal is to teach the basics of Christian discipleship to those listening in Bangladesh. Lately, Muslim attacks on Christian converts in the country seem to be increasing, even though the country promises religious liberty. Pray that those listening will grow in their understanding and desire for life in Christ. Elsewhere, about 100 people just came back to the U.S. from a trip to the Soviet Union. The Global Aid Network team visited orphanages and reached out to just over 10,000 children, teachers, and parents. The number of emotions they experienced in one day were countless. The missionaries in charge of the trip said the most important thing now is to share their amazing experience so others will feel called to go. And InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is learning about culture and building bridges in Hawaii this week. Missionaries back in the 1700s and 1800s lacked contextualization that caused a lot of harm to the Hawaiian culture. Keith Hirata says their two-week program called To Listen Rightly takes a different approach.
Rather than saying as Christians, here, we're here to bring God, and God doesn't exist here, so we're here to bring him to you, it's basically taking a posture saying, where does God exist here? Where is the beauty that God's placed uniquely in your culture? And how do we begin to affirm that?
They're trying to learn from both Christians and unbelievers and show them that
you can be both Christian and Hawaiian, and you don't have to choose. You can be fully both. And for those who aren't believers, we're just trying to say, okay, we want to learn from you and see where God exists. And as we honor and respect, we're hoping that that builds bridges for the future and opens doors up for the gospel.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Book of Hope International is making available Devon Webb's CD, The Path, songs we hope will help you in your walk with God and the path of life. Keep it or give it to a friend. That's Devon Webb's CD, The Path. Your free copy is available by calling us at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.